And they all, including Case, repeat these last three words, raise their glasses and drink, beneath the shadowed ICBMs and Sputniks of the faded mural high above. As they're leaving, Parkaboy and Big N to accompany Case to the guest house, originally for visiting academicians, where the three of them are to stay the night, Marchwinska Wirral excuses himself to the others and takes her aside. From somewhere he has produced a large rectangular object, about 3 inches thick, enclosed in what appears to be a fitted envelope of fine beige wool.
"This is something Andrei Volkov wishes you to have," he says. "It is only a token." He hands it to her. "I apologize again for pressing you earlier. If we were to know how you obtained the address, we could mend a gap in the security of the Volkovos. We are very concerned now with Sigil, but Sigil has become essential to the Volkovos project."
"You suggested my father might still be alive."
"I don't believe that."
"Neither do I, I'm sorry to say. Our people in New York have studied the matter very closely and have been unable to prove his death, but I myself believe that he is gone."
"Are you certain that you will not help us in the matter of Sigil?"
"I can't tell you because I don't know, but it wasn't any weakness or betrayal at Sigil. Someone with intelligence connections did me a favor, but I don't know its exact nature. Whatever it was, it took almost no time at all." His eyes narrow.
"Echelon, of course."
Then he smiles.
"A friend of your father's. I had guessed as much."
She says nothing. He reaches into his jacket and extracts a plain white envelope.
"This also is for you," he says. "This gift is mine. Traditionalists have their uses. Our people in New York are talented, extremely thorough, and have many options at their disposal."
He places the envelope on the rectangular woolen parcel, which she's still holding before her as though it were a tray.
"What is it?" "All that is known of your father's last morning after he left his hotel. Good night, Miss Bollard."
And he turns away and walks back into the shadows of the oval room, where she sees Sergei has reseated himself at the candlelit table and has removed his tie and is lighting a cigarette.